He stepped forward, taking her hand in his.
Hi.
As his long, calloused fingers closed around hers, she could breathe again. A stillness seemed to flow out of him and into her, and all the running and the stressing and the anxiety that was her constant companion went quiet. Her breath came out on something very close to a sigh, the tension in her shoulders leaching out. In its absence, the pulse that had turned sluggish began to gallop. All the prospective polite banter evaporated from her brain, leaving her with only one thought. Holy shit, you're gorgeous. She couldn't very well say that, though. Words. I need words. I'm supposed to be good at those. Casting around for something to say, she blurted, "What happened to Nick?" Goofy, bespectacled Nick, who used to give her noogies and didn't leave her a tongue-tied mess of attraction.
"His dad had a heart attack, so Sebastian is standing in," Logan explained.
"Is his dad okay?" The question came automatically. Thank God she sounded normal, at least.
"Yeah, he came through surgery and woke up a few hours ago."
"Good," she murmured. Sebastian still had her hand, still hadn't looked away. Why hadn't he moved?
Why hadn't she?
It seemed as if heat built between their palms, and Laurel wanted to bask in it. She wasn't broken. After the last couple of years, she'd begun to think that Devin had been right. The last guy she'd tried dating, back in her first year of law school, he'd accused her of being a robot. She was driven and focused. In the grand scheme of trying to maintain her position at the top of her class through that brutal first year of academic hazing, dating and sex hadn't been a priority. She hadn't been interested in anyone since. But standing here, palm to palm, with Sebastian Donnelly, she felt that interest roar to life like a furnace restoked. Heat rolled over her, and she could only pray she wasn't blushing. One corner of his mouth quirked, as if he knew her brain wasn't firing on all cylinders. Christ, how is it legal for a man to have lips that sensual? The contrast to the neat, close-cropped beard did something to her long-dormant lady parts, and she couldn't help wondering what that beard would feel like on the sensitive skin of her inner thighs.
Done with introductions, how about we do one last run-through, so Laurel is up to speed? Then we'll break for the rehearsal dinner. Okay?
Jerking her attention to Kayla, Laurel pulled her hand free, resisting the urge to tuck it under her arm to savor the tingles from where he'd touched it. Her cheeks bloomed with warmth. Good God, when was the last time she'd felt an attraction like this? Pretty sure that would be never, she thought, as she followed the other bridesmaids to the vestibule. With half an ear, Laurel listened to the wedding planner reel off instructions. The rest of her was still back in the sanctuary, reliving the touch of Sebastian's hand. It wasn't the heat that drew her, though that had rocked her back plenty. It was the stillness, the same kind of calmness her brother had always exuded, but more, somehow. Rare and precious, that feeling called her more effectively than any siren. Taking her place in the lineup to walk down the aisle, she wondered what she had to do to get another hit.